Alexis, and today I'll be talking about maintaining a balanced life during college. I chose to discuss this topic because college freshmen hear a lot of advice floating around about how to be a good student, and a big part of it is giving attention to all parts of their life, the academic and the social. College students should invest in their social life as much as they invest in their academics. On thoughtcatalog.com, there's an article posted that was made by 22 college seniors with advice to college freshmen. The advice given was, a big problem for a lot of new students is a combination of homesickness and a feeling of not quite belonging. Be sure to set aside time and activities to help you relax and take the stress out of your day or week. This is great advice to try, especially now that the semester is ending and final exams are coming up. This topic of a healthy college lifestyle has been researched by Dr. Mary Devine Conway of Boston College. In her study entitled, So This Is College, An Examination of the Academic, Social, and Personal Experiences That Influence Freshmen, the findings mentioned social growth had a positive impact on students. In the study, Dr. Conway specifically says, students emerge from their freshman year having experienced an overall positive adjustment when they felt supported academically, seized opportunities for intellectual and personal growth and social interaction, and received guidance and advisement commensurate with their needs. These results support the advice that all aspects of a college freshman is important. So when students have the opportunity to make social interaction outside the classroom, should they engage? Studies show that these extra social interactions positively benefits a freshman experience. Students, feel free to take a break from academia and get to know the people around you. Thomas Frank, the creator of collegeinfogeek.com, wrote the article, 42 College Tips I Learned Freshman Year. In the article, Frank mentions, if you have to choose between a double major and getting involved on campus, get involved. All the knowledge in the world won't help you if you come out of college with no experience or professional relationships. College students do go to college for the academics, but everything you need in life may not be taught in a classroom. Networking with staff, students, professors, and others could lead to summer internships, lifelong friendships, and maybe even help getting into your future career. Some mitigating factors that could prevent a person from following this advice could be the fact that they suffer from some type of anxiety, maybe a panic disorder or OCD or PTSD, maybe even social phobia. And besides that, it is also common for traditional and non-traditional students to have part-time jobs that could prevent them from being involved in clubs.